This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Rena's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline like every guest. Other guests coming up today, former Representative Colin Peterson. He's going to join us a little past 105. He had an op-ed on EV mandates. We'll also get to some national and local politics with the former representative. And Mayor Melvin Carter, what he's saying and what he says he's going to do involving something that the voters might approve regarding child care. So Melvin Carter's at 2:35. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm aces. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Very well. I want you to jump in on some topics we are discussing because we have a number of good texts on it. First one, have you ever bought a scale when you're on a trip to weigh the bag to make sure it's not too heavy when you're coming back? Let's say you buy some clothes or some trinkets or whatever you might buy.
Buy a scale to weigh your suitcase?
Yeah, you bring a scale on the trip. It seems absurd to me, but a number of people have said they bring a small scale on the trip to weigh their luggage. I've never considered it.
No, not. I have had to take stuff out of one bag and stick it in another because one bag was over and the other bag was under, but No.
Do you agree with the 50-pound limit? I mean, are we really going to alter the plane if it's, 60 pounds? I mean, are we going down if it's...
Do you want to take that chance?
I'd like others to take that chance for a while before I take it. I'm really not... Okay. I'm not volunteering. Are you?
No, I don't want to take that chance. Whatever they think the weight is, perfect. I want nothing to do with changing that. Flying is scary enough as it is. I don't want to worry that someone shoved bricks in their bag and we're all going down because of it.
I asked Dave Harrigan a very relevant question here. Peak Snickers is one of the three. Which way are you going? Room temp, in the fridge, frozen. Rena Sargentopoulos, I'm assuming you're a patriot. You love life. You must love Snickers. How do you want your Snickers prepared before you consume it?
I will tell you, I've only eaten it one way, and that's at room temperature. So I don't know what I'm missing, but I ain't breaking a tooth on the Snickers. I can tell you that right now. So fridge is probably not an answer. Or freezer, I mean. Yeah.
What kind of sheltered life have you lived? I mean, you've never...
Do you even have to ask this?
Frozen Snickers?
Oh, no.
God. And by the way,
I'm gonna break my teeth.
How feeble are you two? Because he said the same thing. I mean, your teeth just disintegrate. I mean,
apparently.
What are you talking about? Jeez, Harrigan, have you lost a lot of teeth? Having the food that you have to bite into a little bit?
No,
I mean,
because
you just have soup.
I don't eat frozen candy bars, Chad. And then you know what? When I get my my caramel and the Snickers, you know what? I like it a little gooey. I don't want frozen caramel. Come on.
Yeah, what are you licking? You lick your Snickers?
that is going to be on a soundbite from now until eternity, including on my phone. I mean, when
is that going to be my ringtone when I call you?
Exactly. When you call me, here's what's going to pop up with Quentin. Do you lick your Snickers? And then he'll know by then. It's Rena.
Rena's calling.
So good. Okay. What about this situation where seemingly every Minnesotan who has a kid, according to the state constitution, is now required to fly and travel on MEA week? By the way, it's not weekend because pretty soon it's going to be an entire week. But is this bizarre to you? I cannot believe how many people travel.
It is bizarre to me. People must be made of money, I guess. And this year, my kid has Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off. Last year, it was just Thursday and Friday. So
yeah, I think most now
had to take a vacation day today to stay home with our kid.
Yeah, that's another part of it. Like, Dave, are your grandparents, are the kids' grandparents stepping in? What's going on?
Well, the second grader actually does have school today, which surprised
really?
Me. But
whoa,
yeah, the preschooler is off today through Friday. So figure that out.
That's not what I was expecting in that scenario. It's almost like, Rena, it should be included in your job. Of course, you will get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off from work if it's a conventional Monday through Friday. And by the way, we'll pay for the trip. I mean, take the kids to the French Riviera, wherever you want. Just go ahead. Yeah. Okay,
did
then
you
the
ever
worst.
Travel?
I don't think we ever did. Now, some of it I was tracking the wolves, but I have not been tracking for a number of years. I don't remember one time we flew out an MEA weekend and the kids traveled. It wasn't just, you know, and they didn't go to school Monday with their heads down in shame because they didn't, you know, they didn't travel to Iceland. They were fine.
Yeah, I don't
okay,
think
how about this
cares. One? Maybe it's because it's only second grade, but
yeah, just wait. Just wait. I mean, we're going to pretty soon you'll be in Sydney, Australia for 2 days. Okay. We're going to get to a bunch of text here, too. America's trust in media remains at an all-time low. Okay. This is from Gallup. When they first started asking these questions going back 50-some years. 31% express a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in the media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. Okay. For the third consecutive year, more U.S. adults have no trust. That's 36%. And another 33%, not very much. So basically 70% of the public surveyed in this Gallup poll saying they don't trust the media. Now, I would say this. I think the business you're in is separate from this in many ways. I would say, and I know the survey's in front of me, but I know, Dave, we had them before. I think local news still probably among the media outlets gets the most trust from the media. Do you feel like that? And what is your feeling, you know, as a member of the media, when you see these numbers and how low they are for the public trusting the broad media as opposed to kind of isolating the parts of it, which they probably should in this conversation?
I am in no way surprised, in no way surprised. And I agree with your argument. I agree with your argument. I don't think the public necessarily separates it, but I do think local news should be in a separate category. And I always tell people, we live in your community. Our kids go to the same schools. We shop at the same grocery stores. We go to the same churches. We care deeply about this community. We're covering high school sports and city council meetings. Like, we don't all get on a phone call every day and say, hey, what can we do to, you know, make Trump look bad today? It's just, no one tells me what I'm supposed to say. And I just don't think people believe that anymore. And, you know, not to throw any candidates under the bus, but when someone yells fake news enough, I think people start to believe it. And we've gotten to a place in our society where if I'm not telling you what you want to hear, then I'm not telling the truth. And that is just flat out wrong. And it has destroyed journalism, which, by the way, is a career and a profession protected by the Constitution. That's how important it is to this country. And people have dismantled it.
Incredibly well stated. We have too much of that where, and you can passionately want something to happen, believe in it, believe your life would be better, believe the country will be better. But then if someone tells you researched, reported information that a politician has lost or there's conflicting views in that, instead of saying, okay, let me consume this information or let me just accept the facts, you're wrong, you're lying, you're part of the problem. There's a lot of that. Let's do this. Let's pause. People can react to any of these topics we've raised with Rena. We'll get to a couple other points. You can check out Rena on a regular basis on Care 11. Excuse me. Reach out anytime you want. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Rena's here. Former Representative Colin Peterson is going to join us early next hour. He had a interesting op-ed about EVs and mandates. Man, I was a congressman for decades. Definitely a blue dog congressman. Centrist. What does he think about politics right now? So Colin Peterson at 105. We're talking Snickers bars, how Dave and Rena are wrong. We're talking MEA travel, and apparently you honestly should be embarrassed that you're a parent if you don't fly your kids to Hawaii. Apparently that's what we've reached. And then trust in media. Among the texts coming in to the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. Again, I'll repeat the number, 651-461-9226. Hi, I trusted local media much more when they weren't owned by large national or international companies. Well, this radio station for decade after decade after decade was owned by CBS. Now we're owned by Odyssey. WCCO TV is obviously owned by CBS. Your company for a long time, Rena, owned by Gannett, a huge company, right?
Yep.
Big, large companies have owned television stations, newspapers, and radio stations for decades. This isn't something that just happened in the last 10, 20 years.
No.
This has been going on for a long time. But as you said, when you're reporting on a story, at no point do you get a mandate from the owner of the company to say, we have to report it this way. And if you don't, you're going to be fired. That doesn't happen with local news. Now, right? Just expand on that.
Well, and, you know, I recently did a speech in front of a group, and I don't like to speak, so I always take questions. And so someone asked me, how often are you told what to say? And they were incredibly surprised that I said, not once in my nearly 30 years that I've been doing this have I ever been told, how to report something or what to say. And it's not even just on the national level. It's not even like the company that owns this that the CEO would call and say, you know, you need to say X, Y, or Z. No manager has ever told me what I need to say, even at the local level. This was never questioned before. Has the media made mistakes over the years? Absolutely. But dentists have made mistakes. Lawyers have made mistakes. It's not mistake-free. Our goal is to be mistake-free and to have everything accurate. But of course, there are things that slip through the cracks. But I can tell you that I work with some of the most dedicated, loyal, even-handed people, journalists, that I've ever met in my entire life. One of them, Chris Rapsky, is one of the most balanced reporters I have ever met. On either way, it doesn't matter what the conversation is, when he digs in and gets the facts, he will tell you the truth. And it doesn't matter what side it's on. He's able to distinguish when someone does something wrong. He deeply cares about injustices, and he takes it from both sides. And again, people want to hear what they want to hear. It's just simply false to say, if you're not telling me what I want to hear, then you're not telling the truth. And I don't know how to overcome that.
Yeah. No, it's very difficult. Let me react to this text. The news people could help their integrity by just giving us the news, all of it, not just the bits they want and not their opinion. Just tell me what they said, not what you think they meant, just news. Not opinion. So this is from Larry. Larry, I appreciate the text. There are different types of the media. And there are a lot of folks who just say, well, here's all media. Well, here's all doctors. Here's all lawyers. The job I have, compared to my friend Rena, is incredibly different. Rena is there as an anchor and as a reporter. She, as an anchor, to read the news, to know all the stories, to be able to go back and forth with reporters, to go out and to cover a story. I'm here, and the way I've approached this, I will have news bankers on. I will prep for that with Colin Peterson, Melvin Carter. That's different than regulars like Rena. Do I also give my opinion? Yes, I do. That is different than Rena. That's different than our news team. And I think, Rena, some people just have a very difficult time separating that and just assuming
absolutely.
That what you do is the same as me when they're very, very different, but they're under the same broad umbrella.
Right. And I would argue that cable news networks are just television talk shows. So they're more like what you do than what I do. And I wish people knew that the passionate, ethical conversations that we have in the background here about needing to do things better or how to reflect the people of our audience better, or, hey, if we report this person's name, that could damage their life. So let's not do that yet until we have more facts. I mean, I wish people could understand how deeply we care and how much we talk about it behind the scenes.
Excellent. Have a fabulous day. We'll talk soon.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Marvin Windows. Dave Aragon, how should people follow us on the Twitter machine?
They should probably go to @ChadHartmanShow on the Twitter machine. It would be a great spot. They could find me at @Dave_Harrigan. I mean, don't forget to sign up for your podcast. Spotify, Odyssey, Apple. We got your podcasts.
We'll do that now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.